Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. Today is Friday, March 25th, 2022, and Jessica, what's going on this week?
Nick, you know the saying, feast or famine?
Yes.
That definitely applies to economic development.
And my advertising, but I don't want to get into that. By the way, folks, if you want to advertise the event, no, joking. Anyway, moving on.
Sometimes there's not much new stuff happening. And then other times, like right now, there is so much activity.
Yeah.
We've got big new developments, lots of renovations, and just so much happening all at once.
Cool.
So let's get right into it. The first 2 months of this year, the city approved nearly $9 million in new developments and renovations.
Well, that's great news.
It is. But then earlier this week, a new $93 million development received final approval.
Fantastic.
This development is a 29-acre lot on Central Park, so there is a big open space just north of Gateway Classic Cars. It's directly across from Kloss Furniture and the Club Fitness there.
Yeah.
It is a mixed-use development, and what that means is it consists of both residential and commercial businesses all in the same project.
Okay.
This proposed project consists of 384 apartments, a hotel, and then like a restaurant or retail or entertainment facility. So if you're standing in Kloss Furniture's parking lot looking west at the land.
So across the street.
Across the street. There will be four buildings on the right. Those will be three-story apartment buildings with 36 units each.
Okay.
And then perpendicular to those, there will be one really long four-story apartment building with 240 units. And these will be mostly one and two bedroom and then just a handful of three bedrooms.
Okay.
And then on the lot directly adjacent to Gateway Classic Cars, so at the south end of the property.
Okay.
There will be a four-story hotel, and it looks like maybe it's going to be a good fit for maybe like a Hilton brand or something along those lines.
Okay.
It's the same developer that built 1301 at Hartman Lakes, which are really nice residences in Shiloh. And when 1301 add new buildings like they're doing right now, they are practically fully leased before the building is even finished.
So it seems like there's definitely demand.
Definitely. So the apartments in the hotel of this new development make sort of a horseshoe shape around an open lot that is being reserved for commercial use. So it's a little undetermined at this time what exactly is going to land there, but they're thinking it'll be a restaurant or maybe some type of entertainment venue. And during a public meeting about the project, the developer said that they're seeing a lot of interest from people who work in the Central West End over in St. Louis, but who want to live over here.
Okay.
And this project is really conveniently located between two of the interstate exits. So it would be really easy for people who work outside of O'Fallon to live in this development because they could get onto the interstate quickly.
Yeah, it seems like it. Well, it sounds like a really great project. And $93 million, that's just incredible.
Right. So speaking of residences, some new data out of the real estate world shows that in O'Fallon, during the last year, over $216 million in real estate changed hands.
Wow. $216
million.
That's crazy. How many houses is that?
It's about 750 units. And this information comes from Sean Tulin, who's a realtor with the Beth Ortega Group. He also said that the median sales price increased 14%. And is now about $279,000.
Wow.
Now, median is different than average sales price. So median means that that's the middle number. So 50% of houses sold for less than that, and then 50% sold for more than that. So we have a lot of sales happening and also lots of new residential development that's adding sort of a new layer of housing to our community.
That's great. Well, any other updates?
Yes. You may remember that we mentioned the annual Empty Bowl Luncheon that happened a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I know you guys covered that in the paper. The O'Fallon Women's Club hosts this event, and I ran into Beth Lundy, who is the event coordinator, and she said that the event raised over $10,700 for the food pantry.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're proud of them.
Yeah, it's great to see these fundraisers back in action after pivoting for COVID.
Yeah.
So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
Well, tomorrow, Saturday, March 26th, is the Vine Street Micro Market at O'Fallon Station. This smaller farmer's market is open from 9 until noon, and the weather looks dry but cool, so bundle up before you head on over there.
It's been chilly lately.
It has been, and it looks like it's going to continue. Tomorrow, there is also an electronics recycling event at Cariel Junior High on Seven Hills Road. That's from 9 until noon. And then Wednesday, March 30th, is National Take a Walk in the Park Day. Not like take a hike, but take a walk in the park.
I was going to say, a lot of people tell me to take a hike, but okay.
You know, in O'Fallon and Shiloh, we have so many great parks with so many good walking trails. So I hope people make it a point to get out on Wednesday and enjoy some of them. And then finally, next Thursday, March 31st, begins the musical Anastasia at O'Fallon Township High School. There are a number of 7 p.m. performances, and then Sunday, April 3rd, there's a matinee performance. These talented students have worked so hard to make this year's musical one to remember, and we're really proud of them.
Definitely. And we actually caught up with several of them the other night after a long day of school and then evening rehearsals to ask them how they're feeling as they're approaching production time. So why don't we share a part of that interview?
Let's do it.
So we're here with a couple of bright students that are participating in the O'Fallon Township High School production of Anastasia, the musical, coming up on March the, what would that be,
31st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Less than a week.
Guys, introduce yourselves if you don't mind.
Yeah. My name is Ava Hettenhausen. I'm playing Anya in the musical.
My name is Abby Hahn, and I'm playing Countess Lily.
Very cool. So before we get into the production itself, let's back up a little bit and talk. This is the first performance that's going to have a full live audience in, what, 2 years here at the high school. Mm-hmm. What's it like finally getting to perform in front of an audience again?
I feel like there's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done it?
Yeah. I'm a senior.
Okay.
So the only other full musical I've done here was my freshman year, which was Hunchback of Notre Dame, or Notre Dame. And then sophomore year, we did Addams Family. I was Wednesday and we got shut down. Junior year, we did Addams Family again.
That
we
was
got
the
to
one
perform
that, was
that one
online,
but it was live streamed, and then we had a cap audience of 55, I think, around there.
Okay,
wow, that seems like forever ago.
Have you?
Well, not at this school. I have done musicals at middle school productions, but this is my first musical here and with a live audience on top of that. So it's really exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time, that's for sure.
Very cool.
So tell us a little bit about the story of Anastasia the Musical. What's it about?
It's telling the story of the Romanovs and how the family was tragically killed in the rising of the communism.
Russia.
Yeah. And, and in the midst of all of the terror, Anya or Anastasia gets lost and she loses her memory. And so they have to, find out who she is. No one knows. She doesn't know herself. She has amnesia. So she meets these two con men, Dmitri and Vlad, and they go on this journey to find out who she is. And the only hint they have is that her grandmother is in Paris, and they're not even sure of that. So it's a really risky journey, leaving Russia, where everything is dangerous and communism is on the rise. And they get to Paris, and it's all hope from there.
Oh, I like that. Very good.
So then Act 1 is set in Russia, and Act 2 is when they're actually in Paris.
In Paris.
Which is where Countess Lily kind of comes in.
And without any spoiler alerts, what is Countess Lily's role?
Oh, so Countess Lily is the Dowager Empress's only lady-in-waiting.
Okay.
She is, by definition, a girl boss.
Nice. I like
she
it.
She so is.
Yeah, yeah.
She so is. But yeah, Countess Lily's role is basically just aiding the Dowager. She goes through all these like letters and makes the press conferences, which there's a whole song about that. And then at night, after her duties as a lady-in-waiting are done, she goes out and parties at the Neva Club, which you'll also see that if you come see the show, which you should.
Mm-hmm. Definitely should. So speaking of the dates of the show, let's go through those. So it starts next Thursday night, which is March 31st. Yes. What time are the evening performances?
7.
And that goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
And then Sunday, there's a matinee. Is that right?
That's right.
And what time is that at?
1 o'clock?
3.
3 o'clock. My apologies.
3 o'clock.
It's okay. I didn't know that when Julia was holding.
It's right here in the poster.
Oh, yeah.
Just right here in the poster. What has been your favorite part about getting back to live theater? What are you most excited about?
I think the collaboration with others overall it's really cool. And it's been a while for sure to do that. And getting to sing together, and especially now, like without the mask mandate, we can sing and see each other's faces. And there's so much more emotion and character that can develop in this scene. And it's just, it's awesome. It's really cool.
And I bet you're excited to have the energy of a live audience.
Absolutely.
Yes. Finally, you know.
For me, it has to be just like seeing the underclassmen and actually getting to hear them sing and see them act, because the last 2 years we really didn't have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I don't think Ava said it yet, but both Ava and Cortland, who is our Dimitri, they're both sophomores.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Oh, mm-hmm. Congratulations. Yeah.
So like the two lead roles are underclassmen and they're absolutely phenomenal.
Did you pay her to say that?
No, she is. You should come see it and find out.
Great. Yeah. You're good.
Yeah, good. Let's have you on more.
That's a good commercial.
We've worked really hard on it, and many long hours and a lot of time and effort and energy has been put into this show. And we've got a lot of great talent, and we're all super excited. So we really want everyone to come see it.
Sounds great.
Of all the productions I've ever done, I think this is the one with the most talent I've ever seen in one cast. I mean, it's just, I watch Ava sing and it's just like sunshine. So it's Broadway level, truly. And I'm not just saying that like just because, but it's amazing.
That is a great selling point, and I hope that people listening can feel the energy and the excitement you guys have, but also recognize, like you said, the hard work and what it's taken to get you not just to this performance, but over the couple years, just the building of getting back to what you guys love doing. So good luck. We can't wait to see you on stage.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. And now we're joined by Julia, who is the president of the Honors Thespian Society here at OTHS, correct?
Yes.
All right. So Julia, why don't you tell us, what is the Honors Thespian Society?
So the Honors Thespian Society is a group of dedicated theater students that just, we help around the auditorium and just make sure it's up and running. We fundraise money for both ourselves and the theater programs we have. We had a fundraiser just a couple weeks ago where we raised $500+ to get the auditorium new mics, which is amazing for us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what has the role of the Honors Thespian Society been within crafting the musical Anastasia? Like, how have you got, I mean, obviously you're in the production, correct?
Right. Yeah, and a lot of our other ranking thespian students are in it. Our media manager is our head light technician for this show. She's done a lot of great things she hasn't been able to do in the past years, like design our beautiful light set that we have. I think in Sleepy Hollow, which is a play we did during quarantine, she actually had to send everyone tissue paper so that we could put it over our lights to match every scene.
Oh,
so
wow.
One of our hardest workers, definitely. And it's very cool to get to see her in her element and really fulfilling everything that a good thespian could.
So your group is not just actors and actresses. Your group encompasses all the different...
Yes, we're tech, we're actors. Once you get like 10 thespian points, which is our fancy ranking system, you can become a thespian. Yeah. I'm a 7-star, so I've got 7 thespian points. 70.
Do I need to bow? I feel like I need to.
So 70, not 7.
70, yeah, 70 thespian points. And I'm not even like the top star in our division, but you can get like scholarships from that stuff. It's a great program that helps support our theater and just everyone in it.
What year are you at OTHS?
I'm a senior.
Okay. So does that mean at the end of the senior year, you get to cash in your thespian points for like stuff like at Dave and Buster's? You get like a giant teddy bear or like, you know, whatever. Okay.
I've taken enough memories from this theater that I think it about balances out. And then also I do get a fancy extra quarter graduation, which
there
always looks
go.
Good for colleges.
Yeah.
What are you most proud about with this specific production?
I'd like to say how well adjusted people are to now having that live audience. Because in the previous years, we have a lot of underclassmen, and a lot of them have either performed one and a half shows or none at all in front of the live audience. And it's very cool to see how they've adjusted to the stage, how they've adjusted to having people there. And I think it'll turn out really great because of that factor.
That's a valid point. You might have a lot of, I'm just off the top of my head here, like juniors who may have never been able to participate in front of a live audience, depending upon when they got involved in 2020 as a freshman.
Some like of the if juniors, they if they didn't do the play,
if they didn't
then
do the
they
fall
got
stuff.
Like half of a musical, which wouldn't even be in front of an audience at all. So a lot of them are still new. So it's like 2.5 years of people.
First time thing for a lot of these kids.
Yeah, it's insane.
Hearing all these stories, I'm like literally feeling the energy of what the audience is going to experience during the show. I mean, I just feel like there's going to be sunshines and rainbows and
yeah, it's a very dynamic show. That's there's awesome. Like a whole range of emotions to feel throughout the production. Oh,
good.
And a lot of our crew and cast have just helped really to amplify those.
Very cool. So how can people, if they're interested in theater and the arts and everything, how can they, you said you do fundraisers, how can they maybe reach out and help the OTHS, Honor Thespian Society?
Well, we do things in town, not just in the theater itself. We have something going with the city of O'Fallon itself, where we're doing historical tours, where we dress up and go to events as previous characters. We're doing a couple of like wizarding things for the city. So you can go and support those. You can go to our fundraisers. You can contact us directly if you want us to do a fundraiser for it. It's like great labor to have a bunch of teenagers doing whatever you say for a few hours.
Yeah.
It really helps out us and it helps out you.
Very cool. Well, we are definitely looking forward
100%.
To checking out Anastasia next weekend. So Julia, thank you so much for taking time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And good luck next week.
Good luck.
Yeah, we're proud of you all. Much.
These kids really put in a lot of time and effort into this, so everybody should really consider going out and checking out the performance, because I know that they've been working really hard.
Absolutely. They are talented students and also musicians and the technical crew. I mean, they put in so much work, so I hope that people check that out. We'll put a link to tickets in the show notes.
Indeed. Well, Jess, if there's nothing else, that's I got to get going.
Sounds good. Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
And Jessica, what's going on this week?
Nick, you know how... you know.
Right off the bat.
Great start, Jessica. I'm fired. You couldn't get the machine working. I can't get my voice working. Okay.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.